He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. The earthquake-free, tsunami-free, and hurricane-free part of the country. The rest of the country seems to be under biblical weather. In fact, part of the Western Hemisphere. With the new earthquake there in Mexico. It is the September 8th, Friday, September 8th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And it is Sanford and Son Friday. I'm here with the millennial, the apprentice, and he is under the careful and watchful tutelage of the captain himself. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
And give us this updated little green spike here in the market for Friday, September 8th. What's going on?
A little bit. The Dow's up 23.
We'll take it.
The Nasdaq's down 14.
Yeah.
The S&P's down 1. Oil is down 12 cents. Gold is up $1. And silver is up 2 cents.
I think that that little spike in the Dow there is because President Trump tweeted to his buddies there in Washington to get on it ASAP with regard to tax reform. He wants it, and he wants it now. And I think that's going to spike the market in spite of all of the other disastrous things that are going on in the world. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It's Sanford and Son Friday, but fear not. Don't go away. Don't turn on to some other channel just because you hear Stephen and I here in the studio, because word is we have made contact with our leader. He is sequestered in the secret bunker writing the newsletter, and I believe firmly in the technology that has connected us to him in the secret bunker. Bill, do you pick us up there?
Yeah, roger that. And I've been up since way before the market opened here watching the news. You know, it's funny, you mentioned it already, the biblical type stuff. And I was thinking every morning I wake up, it's almost like reading Matthew chapter 24, you know,
right.
All of the signs, earthquakes in diverse places. You've got 8.2 in Mexico. The entire state of Florida is in the path of this hurricane. And of course, that means the Carolinas, where my son-in-law and grandchildren are there, and Savannah, Georgia in the path. So we need to say our prayers today for the good folks of Florida. Meanwhile, the dollar hit a new low yesterday. That's a lot of people think, they wonder why gold's going up, and they think, well, all of a sudden, there's all this demand for gold. People are gobbling up gold as fast as they can, when in reality, it's just a numbers game. It's a math equation. When the dollar goes down, the price of gold goes up. And the dollar hit a new 32-month low yesterday, and gold hit a new 32-month high yesterday.
There you go.
So there you go.
Yin and yang.
Follow the dollar. And I put in my newsletter last week that the dollar was getting pretty close to its support level, but we'll have to see. It may have broke that support level. You know, there's a lesson in today's market. The data breach at Equifax, that affects 44% of the U.S. population. I was just talking to my wife, and she said, well, we're part of that 44%. I'm in there in Equifax. But 75% of those with a credit file. So if you have a credit rating, you're probably impacted by this data breach at Equifax. Equifax is headquartered in Atlanta. And Equifax this morning is down, what, can you get it? There it is. It's down 14.6%. a $15 billion company. And, you know, we have a client in Atlanta that worked for Equifax for many years. And when she came to us, she had a big chunk of the stock in her IRA. And, you know, I was able to talk her down out of a lot of it. I said, you know, it's just not good. I know how good the company's been over the years, but you just never know. You never know. Just like, you know, a hurricane or an earthquake, you just never know. And I said, we need to trim that position in Equifax considerably. She allowed me to go so far. That's helping her some this morning, but the stock's still down 15%. So I think everybody out there who works for a company, or if you look at your portfolio and if you've got a position in your portfolio that's more than 10% of the portfolio, that's too much. And, you know, you just never know. There's risk. There's risk in everything. Meanwhile, what else do we have happening?
Did you look at the chart of Equifax there, Bill? Have you seen the Equifax chart that Stephen just pulled up here?
Yeah, it looked good yesterday.
For Equifax, yeah. Now today, it has fallen off like Niagara Falls.
Yeah, it's a gap down. Now it has recovered some from its low this morning. It got down to 118, 116, yeah. And now it's back to 121. It's traded 4.6 million shares so far this morning. Hey, like I say, there's risk. And Equifax is proving that here this morning. Good news on Taiwan Semiconductor, however. There is some good news out there, folks. And Taiwan Semiconductor, which is a big position at Gunderson Capital, we own it, Stephen, in our Premier Growth. And we own it in the dividend and income portfolio because it pays a 2.5% dividend. And if I'm not mistaken, Stephen is the chief of trading at the Gunderson Capital.
The chief of trading. That's a new title.
Yes, he's our trading. When I make trades, he you know, I tell him what to buy and how many shares and what and everything. We've been buying Taiwan lately for new clients, right?
Yes, we have.
That's correct. And, you know, when a new client comes in, a lot of times they have all cash. And I don't throw them into the market the next day with all my positions. I carefully pick off one at a time for them as I see fit. You know, I'm pretty particular about when I buy. And people that have come to us recently have had Taiwan Semiconductor added to their portfolio. But they announced today that their consolidated revenue amounted to $3.06 billion in August, up 28.4% from the same August last year. And they're also guiding a little bit higher here. So that's all good news for Equifax. The other stock, and Stephen, you're well familiar with this one that's been hitting new highs. They got more good news today, and it's hitting another new high, is STM.
Yeah, that thing's been going straight up for a while.
Boy, it just took off all of a sudden. And Euronext is bouncing, is moving out of the CAC 40 index. STM is a European company, and it's being replaced by STM Electronics. So Nokia is out. I remember when Nokia, and Stephen, you're not too old or too young to remember when Nokia. You remember when Nokia was the dominant phone maker in the world?
I had a Nokia phone. I remember
okay. Yes, Nokia was the dominant player in the world. In fact, it was about two-thirds of the economy in what country? Here's your trivia question of the day.
Oh, gosh. Is it Korea?
No. European, way up there by Norway, way up there by Iceland, Finland. Huh. Of all things, that's where Nokia is headquartered, and they ruled the. It's still a $34 billion company, but they ruled the cell phone market at one point in time, and two-thirds of the Finnish economy, and it didn't finish their economy. They still have an okay economy up there in Finland. The president of Finland was here recently meeting with Donald Trump. But Nokia is being kicked out of the CAC 40, which is a pretty big index, and it's being replaced by STM. We're up 120% now on STM since we bought it. Okay, here's one for Rob. No, when we come back, okay, Rob, I want you to think electric car.
Oh, Rob, that's great.
I see in my vision, my mind's eye, Rob driving an electric car.
It
we'll
won't happen.
A Nissan Leaf.
Back, okay?
It won't happen. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, if the day comes when I'm driving an electric car, you have my permission to grab one of those shotguns and put me out of my misery. Okay. Hey, you're listening.
I like it.
Not bad.
Nah. Oh, it's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Nothing like a little Ted Nugent to get the blood stirring in the morning. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson coming to us live from the secret bunker as he is sequestered writing the newsletter. And in the third quarter, I'm not sure if Bill's going to stick around. You and I are going to talk about a San Diego-based biotech stock that is unbelievable today that I was talking to a friend of mine about and then looked it up and did a little research on. And it's one of those stocks that is just a high flyer that came out of nowhere. So based on some results that they got in testing. So, Bill, have you got us there on the bat phone coming from the
the
bunker?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I did see the news. I won't give the name of that stock. I'll let you guys.
It's a good one.
It's this morning. Well, it's always high risk. It's a smaller company. Market cap is $260 million, so it's a micro cap.
Now, people have to stick around to the third quarter to hear which one it is, though, because it's crazy.
Yeah, headquartered in La Jolla.
Yes, it is, right down the street from us.
We've fished off of La Jolla. La Jolla Point has some good yellowtail runs.
Boy, you're not kidding.
September and October. But here, I'll leave that one for you guys. Uber wants its entire London fleet to be electric by 2025. There's two stories here, okay? One is the lithium story, right?
Right.
If all these cars are going electric, especially in Europe, they put more and more demand on lithium. Batteries are not included, right, in these cars. You got to have the lithium to power these batteries. Now, here's a mathematical equation for the millennial. Okay. Tesla.
You got to turn your brain on now, Stephen.
I know.
You got to turn your brain on. Here it comes.
Stephen's checked into these Tesla cars. What's the range of a Tesla car?
The Model S starts at it starts at 70. It goes up to 150.
I think the maximum, miles.
Oh. How far I can drive?
So, yeah, about 260,
yeah.
I think.
It's 250 to 300,
depending on
the model.
Okay.
So it'll barely get you to Las Vegas from San Diego.
Yeah, now, Rob, you're familiar with Florida.
They got superchargers.
What's that, Bill?
You're very familiar with Florida.
Yes, I am.
You've got in-laws in Florida. And
yes,
you've been all over. You ever been
all
to
over? Yes, I have, many times.
Okay. You've got a Tesla car, you live in the Keys,
yeah,
and you've been ordered to evacuate because the hurricane's going to crush the entire state of Florida. You're in Miami. How far are you going to get in your Tesla?
Well, if I'm towing it behind my four-wheel drive truck on a trailer with my 54-gallon fuel tank, I'll make it all the way to Georgia.
No, you drank the Kool-Aid. How far is 250 miles?
I would make it up. I would make it up to about just south of Sarasota, up towards the Arcadia area.
Do you think you'd make it that far?
I think I would. If I was down in the Keys, no. I'd probably make it to Lake Okeechobee, where they're evacuating right now.
Exactly. Okay, and your Tesla runs out of electricity on what's the interstate that goes from Miami?
Well, you've got 95 or 70. What is it? 71, I think, going up that way.
Have you guys ever heard of a gas station?
Or 75? It's 75 or 95 on each side of the coast.
So now
and then you've got the Here's the problem. If you come up out of the Keys and you're in like say Fort Lauderdale and you have to go across what's called the Alligator Alley across the Everglades over to the east or the west coast of Florida, you would run out somewhere out across the Everglades.
Yeah, and isn't the water going to rise and the alligators
they're going to eat
in
you.
Your windows?
They're
going to
eat you right out of your Tesla.
Okay, now Steven's going to defend the Tesla. Let's
hear it. Okay.
Have you ever heard of a gas station?
Yeah, but not a charging station.
Okay, well, they have charging stations all over Florida.
How long does it take when the power's out?
I don't know. Yeah.
When the power's out.
Have you ever heard of a Tesla solar wall?
What about if it's underwater?
Well, if it's underwater, you can't get gas either.
I'm not buying it. You know, I know. The gas stations are conked out. If the power goes out, they're underwater. The water's rising, and I'm sitting there in my Tesla in Alligator Alley.
That's right. They have backup generators.
Oh, come on.
They do.
And how far is that going to get?
It's getting you nowhere, man.
You're going
to
sit there in the hurricane and recharge your battery? I don't think so.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You got to fill up your gas tank,
Duracell.
Too.
I want my 54-gallon fuel tank and four-wheel drive is what I want.
You know, so there's another reason. I don't know.
You can only make it 300 miles in your car. What are you talking about?
Nah, because I carry extra fuel tanks.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, look, how far is the car going to get with gasoline? And there's not service stations along the way. So maybe. Okay, Kroger falls sharply after earnings. Man, I'll tell you what, these grocery stores. I'll tell you another story. We had a lady, and she's no longer with us because she got mad at me, but she was up in the Bay Area or something. You guys have a chart of Kroger, KR?
Why'd she get mad at you?
She owned a bunch of Kroger.
Okay.
And she worked for them for years.
All right.
And she comes to me. Okay, now I'm responsible for the returns on her portfolio and the performance of her portfolio. And I immediately trimmed her Kroger down. You know, I knew she had a sentimental attachment to it. So I trimmed it down to less than 10%. And she called me the next day, and I think Stephen will remember this. Let me have it.
And she loved her Kroger.
Yeah, we had to buy back her Kroger, and you know, things kind of went downhill from there with her, and she eventually moved her accounts. She came to me, Rob, because she did very poorly on her own, all right?
Imagine that.
So you hire a professional money manager. The first thing he does is says, ma'am, you have too much Kroger, which is Ralph's grocery stores, Quick Shops, others, and you know, she wants to keep doing the same thing that she's been doing.
Right.
That didn't work. Okay?
Right.
And she eventually left, mad. Do you see that chart on Kroger?
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. It looks like you were right again.
She left about 9 months ago. And, I mean, her portfolios have really taken a hit. She's in Alligator Alley right now.
9 months ago, it was $36 a share. Now it's 21.
Yeah. Stay with me. 21. Say it with me. Bill was right again.
So she's lost 25% of her Kroger position. And, you know, we faced the same thing when we were in Sarasota there on General Electric. We just talked about the Equifax story. And when we come back, I'll let you guys take it to the break. I got one more story, and then I'll hand off the reins, okay?
Okay.
Isn't there a saying that you're not supposed to get sentimental with your stocks?
Yes, sentimental,
exactly
emotional.
What happens.
Even your Tesla stocks.
Even my I wouldn't own more than 3%.
And your Bitcoin stock.
Your Bitcoin. Okay, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're here with Bill from the Secret Bunker. We'll be right back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Okay, we're coming around the back stretch here. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford. I'm sitting here in the studio with Steven Gunderson, the young gun, the son of a gun. The son of a gun is at home sleeping probably right about now.
No, he's awake.
He's awake. Is that right?
He wakes up early.
All righty. And we've got Bill Gunderson, and he is the captain of the ship. He is in the secret bunker, sequestered today, as he writes the Best Stocks Now newsletter. Now, 1 week from today, we will have completed the Minneapolis, Minnesota seminar, which is at the Radisson Blu, BLU. And that's hooked up to the Mall of America. So Bill will be tired 1 week from today, having entertained all the folks there at the Radisson in Minneapolis. And yet he still will have a full day ahead of him meeting with folks because he's booked all day on Friday. But if you want to come see Bill Thursday night, next Thursday night in Minneapolis, he'll be at the Radisson Blu, and that's at the Mall of America, 6:30 p.m. Email us at GundersonCapital.com. There's a little live seminar tab on there, or call us at 855-611-BEST and let us know you're going to be there so we can tell the Radisson. We've already told them twice to set up more chairs, and they've moved us to a bigger room now.
Wow.
So we're anticipating a great turnout and meeting with Bill out there in Minneapolis. So, Bill, are you ready for that? We're about 3 days away from catching a flight to Minnesota.
Yeah,
maybe 4 days.
By any, I hope the hurricane's not up there by then. But
yeah, no kidding.
I might go right up the Mississippi River, but I guess we're okay. And looking very much forward to visiting Minnesota. Here's a story for you, Rob. Weak read on demand sends gun stocks lower. American Outdoor Brands is down. I think that's the old. Is that the old Smith & Wesson?
Smith & Wesson, that is. Yep, Smith & Wesson. Yep.
And Storm Ruger is down 3.5%. And Sportsman's Warehouse, we were in one.
Yes, we were.
Friday in Yuma, Arizona. And I know that the sale of Bass Pro Shops went through. Cabela's now owns. How come we didn't start Bass Pro Shops? He sold out for $4 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
To Cabela's.
Isn't that something? Well, I love Bass Pro Shops. That's Mecca for me.
Okay, now, my last story here is we just looked at some really bad charts.
yeah.
Just for fun, pull up that GE chart again. This is the one I
You're defaulting to GE, the redheaded stepchild of stocks.
Look at that chart, okay?
Oh, it's terrible.
All right. Now, we have a stock. This has got to be one of the best stocks I've ever owned in my entire life. And if you're with me and you're in the Premier Growth account or the Growth and Income, check out CBOE. That's the Chicago Board of Exchange, CBOE. Does Stephen have his charts there?
Wow, look at
that. We're looking at it.
Straight up.
How do you like that chart?
That's great.
Now you can say it. Bill was right again.
Yes, he was. Bill was right again. The T-shirts are on order.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this?
And, wow.
Okay, so listen. I mean, the Chicago Board of Exchange, when you buy options and futures contracts and whatnot, you're dealing with them. Don't you think that volatility, this is for Stephen, volatility plays into their hands? Aren't more people protecting their portfolio with options and whatnot during uncertain times like we have these days?
You would
and
think
that
so.
Shows up in this stock, which took off. Really, it's funny. It took off when Trump was elected.
Yeah.
In November. Look at that stock since November. It was trading at 70. Now it's 105. It's made a 50% move. So Donald Trump has been very good for the CBOE, Chicago Board of Exchange Holding, which is a $12 billion company, and I do own it also in the income account. They're headquartered in Chicago, obviously, because it pays a dividend. So,
1%.
Talk about cranking on all 12 cylinders. Huh?
Boy, you're not that kidding.
That thing is just humming. That thing is just purring along. That's our biggest winner so far today. I'll give you my biotech stock. Vertex Pharmaceuticals is having another pretty good day, VRTX. And they have a very robust pipeline. of promising drugs. You guys are going to talk about another one.
Oh, you're not kidding. We've got a high flyer.
But it does have a lot of, a good news on it today. Vertex is a $40 billion company, and their biggest drug candidate is for cystic fibrosis. And, Stephen, you remember the little girls that we knew that had cystic fibrosis. And
yeah.
One of them passed away when she was about 11 or 12. And believe it or not, her sister is still alive.
Yeah, she's in her mid-30s now, right?
She's in her 30s, and she's married and has had children. She's kind of a miracle. And her father is a friend of mine. And, these pharmaceuticals, these biotechs, hopefully coming up with promising cures. I know there's being a lot done in Alzheimer's. We're seeing a lot being done in cancer these days. We're seeing a lot being done in other areas. There's another group of stocks that you can pray for that they can be guided, to find help for these maladies that befall us as mortal human beings, traveling on this earth. Okay,
Bill, since it is the third quarter, I know you're going to go write the newsletter, but we've just got a couple of minutes left in the third quarter. I'd like to get your opinion on this biotech that I was talking to a friend of mine about, and then did a little research on MarketWatch and brought it up. The symbol, we've been teasing about it for the first couple of quarters, is KURA. It's Kura Oncology, and it's based right here in San Diego. And they have come up with positive results from a bunch of studies that help with head and neck cancers. And the stock, as a result, has gone up off the charts. And what are your thoughts? 85% today. And so that KURA, Kura Oncology, as a result of those research findings and seeing the positive results of this head and neck cancer results, and this takes millions of dollars and years to come up with, and when they hit like this, that's the miracle that you were just talking about. These are the things that change the lives of people.
But don't forget, they don't have a product yet. They have hope for a product.
They have positive results. And,
I certainly wouldn't buy it today. It was up over 100% at one point in time this morning. It went from 6 to over 12. I put them on my watch list. I kind of like to watch them.
Sure.
And I go to Seeking Alpha, and I type in the symbol, and I read if there's any stories on there about the stock to try to get a good feel for who's behind it, what they're working on, who their competition is, what the odds are of them ever having something that they can actually sell. Because right now, it's a bunch of scientists in a lab with a bunch of test tubes hoping to have a marketable product someday. So, that's what I do. When I get a tip, or like you, at the water cooler, I know this guy and he told me about this stock and whatnot. Then I like to do a little research and really dig into it, watch it for a few weeks, get comfortable with it, see how it's behaving. This one would be on a scale of 1 to 99 a risk. It's in the high 90s, so you have
as far as risk. Right.
So, I would definitely advise you not to purchase any shares here at $12.90. Now, this weekend, I promised that I would have more hurricane-related stocks. Last week, I talked about the cleanup stocks. One has already been bought out this past week. That happened on Tuesday. And this week, I'll be talking about the building materials. Can you imagine, Rob, how much plywood and 2x4s?
Oh, my goodness.
And fasteners and cement and concrete and glass and composite and drywall and right on paint, right on down the line. And they're already showing up in my app. And that's going to be the subject of this week's newsletter. Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Harvey plays that could help rebuild the devastation left behind by these hurricanes. All right?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to the newsletter, as we always do every single week. And you get to work. You get over there in the secret bunker, hide yourself in the corner there, and start typing away. And we'll look forward to seeing that newsletter this weekend. Bill, thanks for joining us this morning. We've got one more surprise thing to talk about in the fourth quarter. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, off to the secret bunker. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the final quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. There's a sudden cut in the bumper music there. Taman was over it. He's just like, bam, I'm done. No slow fade there. And we are joining you here in the fourth quarter as we get ready to head out to Minneapolis. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. The young gun, the son of a gun. Now, you're not going to Minneapolis with us.
I am not this trip.
Oh, doggone it. You said you were going to and then changed your mind.
No, I said I wasn't going to, but the next trip I'm going
to. Oh, the next trip you're going. Right. Now, which one are you going to? Are you going to Seattle?
Whichever one's next.
I think it's Seattle. I think we're going to Seattle.
Seattle or Phoenix.
So you're going to Seattle.
Yes.
So you get to meet the folks up there.
I will.
Go albacore fishing with us or salmon fishing. Maybe not.
I mean, I guess if you guys are doing it, I'll go.
Of course we're going to do it. That's why we're going.
Or there. I'll just go to the Mariners game.
The Mariners?
They probably won't be playing.
Yeah,
by then.
Not by then, no. In any case, we did mention last weekend. No, I'm sorry. It was last Friday when we were doing the show together. You put together a little contest, and the parameters
I didn't do the show last Friday.
You did, too.
I did not. You guys were...
Oh, we were, that's right. It was the Friday before.
Two Fridays ago.
You said there were certain parameters involved if we were going to give away Padres Twins tickets.
That's right.
And what were the parameters?
The parameters were you had to be a brand new subscriber, free trial subscriber to the newsletter, someone who had never gotten it before.
That's right.
Which is
in the Minneapolis area. That's right.
Yeah.
And
obviously,
we had a lot
be in Minneapolis, yeah.
And we were going to have Lisa... pick the winner of all of the new subscribers
That's right.
that came in. And there were a lot of people that signed up for the newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And so yesterday, knowing that we were going to have Sanford and Son Friday today, she picked a winner. So we need Taman to have like a drum roll. I don't know if he can. We should have given him some warning.
Huh? Yeah, we should have.
Okay,
whatever.
So forget it. No problem. We don't need a drum roll. This is the winner of the pair of tickets.
Yes.
The pair of tickets to the Padres game next Wednesday night.
Playoff hopes still alive for the Twins.
That's right. But we don't call it the Twins game. We call it the Padres,
game. We call the Padres the spoilers.
That's right.
They're going to spoil the playoff
games. It'll be there at Target Field in Minneapolis next Wednesday night, the 13th. We will have a pair of tickets for... I'll tell you what. Here's the drum roll. Okay. Four.
The winner is. He's got my same first name. Stephen Sidwell.
Stephen Sidwell.
So we will contact you, Stephen.
Yes, we will.
And we will figure out. Well,
no, the tickets will be
a will call.
Yeah, the tickets will be a will call for Stephen.
You have to have ID, so no
yes,
one
you
else.
Do.
So no one else be Stephen Sidwell.
You can't show up unless you change your name in
you
a hurry.
You need ID.
And you get to sit with all the Gunder monkeys. All of us.
Where are the seats?
They're in the stadium.
Those are good seats.
You know, we we talked to one of the Twins representatives out there and got a big group all together on a place called The Deck, whatever that is.
That sounds cool.
And it's down the...
probably similar to where the beach is.
No. It's like Toyota Terrace here.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of nice. Right down the third base line somewhere.
That's nice.
So, and having never been to Target Field, I have no idea what the layout is other than just kind of seeing it online. But he says it's a great place for a group to get together. And remember this, if you're joining us for the Twins drubbing, when the Padres take care of the Twins there, if you're joining us, Bill is going to buy the hot dogs. So all the hot dogs are on Bill.
How's he going to do that? Is he going to give everyone like a few dollars?
I don't know. Just take my credit card here, go get some hot dogs. How he's going to, because it's dollar hot dog
night.
Or
can you order from your seat maybe?
I don't know. You know how Bill is. He says, well, we're going to do it.
We'll figure it out.
And then he leaves it to us to figure it all out, right?
Well, I don't have to figure it out. I won't be there.
Right. It'll be Lisa and I running hot dogs is what it'll be.
That's probably how it's going to work.
One
of you will just stay at the stand all night.
That's right, because Lisa's going with us. So
we'll give everyone wristbands.
That's right. And I'm told one of Bill's clients that will be sitting with us there at the ball game says that he's bringing a giant tub of relish.
Hey.
So that way we'll have in-seat relish.
They don't have relish at the ballpark?
Well, it was to make sure that Bill didn't have to unwrap the little packets.
Those packets are annoying.
Yes, they are. So in any case, congratulations to Stephen Sidwell. If you want to call us at 855-611-BEST, that's 855-611-2378. If you're really Stephen Sidwell, give us a call.
We have caller ID.
That's right.
So you know.
We do.
We'll know if it's you.
And we'll get you all set up with the tickets there at Will Call. Now, if you would like to come see Bill anyway, and not at the ball game, but the following night, the 14th, at the Radisson Blu, there at the Mall of America. There are still seats available there because we got a bigger room. So now you can come see Bill at 6:30 on Thursday night. Tell folks how they can sign up for that.
Sign up at GundersonCapital.com. On the homepage there's a big button that says Live Seminar. And you click that and you can tell us who you are and how many people are coming. And we can hopefully have some chairs for you.
Yes, that's right.
Hopefully. Do you think there will be... you can have people come in last minute.
I told the Radisson there.
Some people might not know their schedule, you know, next week. So you could probably just show up if you want.
If you can get in last
but
minute.
But if you want a chair, let us know and we'll have enough chairs.
Well, and we're trying to anticipate. I had one guy out in Minneapolis tell me, hey, these Minnesotans, they don't decide to do stuff until they look out the window and see what the weather's like. And so if it's last minute, go ahead and come and we'll figure out how to. You might be standing in the back, but you know the advantage of standing in the back.
Bring a beach chair.
The advantage of standing in the back is you'll be right by the cookie table.
Oh, that's
so you can just stand there and eat cookies and listen to Bill.
And
wax.
You can beat traffic.
That's first, last in, first out. Yeah. So, nevertheless, it'll be a great time. Bill does a great job, and really, he'll spend a lot of time talking about what goes into choosing a particular stock, and when to buy it, and when to sell it, and what he uses to measure the stature of the fullness of a stock before he buys or sells it. So it'll be a great evening, and he's an entertaining guy to listen to, as you all know by listening to him on the radio. Now, if you want to get what he's writing down in his newsletter, you'll get it as soon as tomorrow. Tell folks how they do that.
You can go to GundersonCapital.com, click on the newsletter tab, and sign up for a free newsletter.
That's all there is to it.
Yep.
GundersonCapital.com. Or call us at 855-611-BEST. Hey, you've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.